This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I was thinking about it the other day. We don't do a whole lot of commercialization on this show. I don't talk about my books. I don't talk about my TV appearances. I don't talk about where I'm going to be speaking. I don't solicit for, you know, and we need to do more of that. Just saying. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. A couple things that we didn't get to yesterday. And I'm going to try to get to them today. That would be Chicago killings and what else? NFL numbers. So we'll try to delve into that. Those are they become mainstays of the program. We know, you know, after Monday night, Sunday night, you know, the football games and Monday night, football numbers are going to be down. How far down are they, Kevin? Well, I don't know, but they are down. Stadiums emptying. Love it, love it, love it. Anytime you buck the Americans, the true Americans, you folks listening to this program, you will be made to pay. And that's exactly what's happening right now. And I love this. I love it. Because you know why? This is the best time. Think about all the liberals are doing. They're fighting you, fighting us, just trying to keep their head above water because they've been on one of those inflatables in the pool just waiting for us to bring them mint juleps all for the last few decades. And suddenly they've been toppled over into a boiling ocean trying to keep their head above water because they've got scandals. We're looking into everything. Why? Because they have been running roughshod over us in the con game. And that's our theme for today, the con game. Mm-hmm. Thomas Sowell said this, the welfare state is the oldest con game in the world. First, you take people's money quietly, and then you give some of it back to them flamboyantly. Now, Thomas Sowell is one of my idols. This man is a sage. The fact that 99.9% of black people don't know him like Muhammad Ali is sacrilegious, and 100% of white folks. But let me tell you what he just said. What he said was a much more eloquent way of what I say, which is, you're being pimped. You're being conned. See, here's what a pimp does. A pimp puts you out on the street, befriends you, puts you out on the street after he whoops your head, says, go make me some money. You go make him some money. You bring it back. And then he goes and buys you something. Oh, he gives you a little chump change to make you think that everything's good. Then he says, oh, way to go, baby. You went out there and made daddy some money. And so you're all happy because he beat you up and sent you out. And when you come back, he's all, you know, lovey-dovey because you're handing over the money, handing over the goodies. That's right, because your goodies been out there making him money all day. The government does that. They're like, hey, go out there, make me some money. And then you go and you give, here's the money, Mr. Government. And then the government goes, all right, tax time, I'll give you a little bit of it back. And you're all happy. Yeah, look at me, I'm getting my tax refund. I love how people, they get all jubilant over getting their tax refund. It cracks me up. I'll tell you why. Because you're getting your own money back. It's like people that go, I'm getting a rebate on my little electronic device. I go, congratulations, you're getting your money back. You know, woo, I'm using a coupon. You know, look, I'm not trying to belittle people to do it. Good for you. I mean, the ones that do it and can do it to the hilt really make out. But the idea that you're getting something back, that you're really getting over, is that's the thing we love. We love this idea that, woo, yeah, I'm in a loyalty program and I got my free Starbucks coffee. Yeah, I finally got my free one. Yeah, Starbucks, I showed you. And Starbucks is going, yeah, you're paying $5 for a 20-cent cup of coffee. And after 15 of them, after I've made $75 and spent, $3? You spent $3. And my cost is $3. I've made $75. I give you 20 cents. And you're going, yeah, showing them, look at that. But that's how we've... That's the con game. And it's a psychological, it is deviously cool, the psychology of government, the psychology of leftism. As I said, if we had given these leftists enough time and enough rope, they were going to hang us. Because they will tell you that the ridiculous is what you should accept. And they do it every single day, folks. The ridiculousness of feminism that will allow one of their own men, not one, many, but I'm thinking of Weinstein, to openly sexually abuse women. Look, don't blame Weinstein. Hollywood openly sexually abuses people. Openly. There's no secret to it. You want another example? Academia. You send your kids to school. Professors, do I really need to explain this to you? Professors are sleeping with your girls and boys. And then holding their futures over their head. You better do this or you're not going to get that A. And instead of firing the professors, what do? They give them tenure. They say, no. Oh, no, Dr. So-and-so is amazing, and we've got to keep them around. Yeah, so they can molest more people. It is known. Hollywood themselves write about this. I watched, How to Get Away with Murder? The lady's husband is a professor, and she knows he's sleeping with his students. I'm talking about the main woman of the show. So Hollywood knows it. Hollywood knows about itself. But they want you to think you're stupid. See, that's the con. The con is, what are you talking about? It's you, Kevin, you know, we all know about it. Why are you blaming us? But you do it in your corporation. You do anything that Hollywood or academia does in your company, and you will rot in jail. But they still say to you, well, what's the big deal? And you go, but wait a minute, you're applying it to me over here, but you're not applying it to yourself. And they're like, yeah, so what? And you're going, but that doesn't make any sense. And they're like, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. We get away with it, you don't. What part of this do you not understand? And you're going, well, I don't get away with it. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Look at you wanting to get away with something. And you're going, wait a minute. That's not what I mean. The real issue here is how are you getting away? Oh, don't go there. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. The con game. That's what's going on, baby. You're getting conned. And you're listening to this program because I expose the con. I tell you where the card is in three-card money. Be back, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All right, you're listening to The Fixer, Kevin Jackson. I'm going to solve all your problems, your political problems today. And let me tell you, don't get disheartened. Take heed in everything that's happening under President Trump right now. The Democrats want to throw everything at him, and they bet the farm on Manafort and Cohen. And here's what the problem is going to be for him. It's going to come up empty. I told you, the Mueller investigation is over. Oh, they can get their, you know, little wins that they call wins. Oh, we got Manafort and we got Cohen. Go for it. Go for it. What's Cohen going to say? I mean, look at the worst case scenario. Yeah, I paid some people and Donald Trump's going to go, fine. Okay, great. What are you going to do now? It's an impeachable offense. Really? Okay, so why was it not impeachable when Barack Obama did it? I mean, he's not going to run from this. That's the beauty. He'll confront it. He'll say, Donald Trump will do what the American people expect. And I'm not talking about you and me. I'm talking about the people that look at Democrats. And he's going to go, so what? And just like Bill Clinton playing the saxophone and then having his little tryst with Monica Lewinsky. You know what the American public's going to do? They're going to dismiss it. Because in the case of Trump, whether it happened or it happened, nobody gives a crap. You know what people give a crap about? They give a crap about what's happening in that paycheck. That's what they care about. And Trump's going to march on. And the Democrats are going to drone on and drone on and drone on and drone on. And they're going to bet the farm that nonsense like this is going to sway the election. They're going to give you fake polls. They're going to try to do everything to convince you otherwise. And all you got to do is show up to vote. And I'm telling you right now, Trump's going to crush him. He's going to crush him. I want to play this clip. Katie Turk is talking to Michelle Goldberg of the New York Times. I want you to understand how these people view the president, how they view you for even electing him, for even liking him. You should see the treatment you get as a Trump supporter. And then I want you to I'm going to take you into my time machine. I'm going to fast forward you 2 years, and I'm going to tell you something right now. You will not catch any grief for being a Trump supporter in 2 years. Hang in there, folks. We got lifelines coming. They're going to be all over the place. You are going to be walking on feathers, sleeping on a duck sienna mattress, because I'm telling you, you are going to rest peacefully knowing that you supported Trump. And many of these very same clowns that are, I don't know if you saw this video of a girl hitting a guy over the head with a music stand, because he said Donald Trump is Make America Great Again, and the worst period of America's history was Obama, during the time of Obama. She literally got so mad, she picked up a music stand and hit this guy. I hope she gets arrested. I hope charges are filed against this chick. It's a black chick hitting this white dude. Can you imagine? Man, they're losing their minds. But let them lose their minds, because they every day they go farther and farther and farther, and we reach deeper and deeper inside of the Democrats and pull them over. This walkaway movement is no joke. It's for real, and the Democrats know it. Here's a clip.
Yeah, and it's not going to stop them from talking either, right? But this is the most vocal president, at least in real time, that we've had in recent memory, right? He is the leader of the free world.
Oh, no, he's not. You're not the leader of the free world, but sorry.
Well, by default, he's the leader of the free world.
Angela Merkel's the leader of the free world. But.
Well, he is the most important person in the world, in politics right now, and he is very vocal. And I do agree with you that this does express a level of exasperation among his aides that they can't have any control over.
I'm sorry. Your argument that he's not the leader of the free world because he's not standing up for democracy, he's not standing up for humanitarians, right?
He's a sort of junior player in a block of authoritarian countries.
And the people like the European Union are no longer looking at him as a leader any longer, and I think
of course not. They see him as, right, they see him, he's part of a block that includes Vladimir Putin, Duterte, he's part of kind of an axis of power.
It's worse than that in a certain way. I mean, not that that's not the worst thing you could have said, because it's about the worst thing you could say about him. But
well,
he's not
rounding people up and murdering them without any, due process.
He'd certainly like to.
I don't think you can say that definitively.
I do think that if he's not the leader of the free world, there isn't a leader of the free world. It turns into a kind of sinkhole in which the necessary efforts to defend the world order there is no world order without the most important, richest, and most powerful country in the world trying to maintain some semblance.
But it's the sort of country where, say, like Saudi Arabia can intimidate Canada for sending out a tweet about its human rights record. Let's talk about the
tapes real fast. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Can you believe that exchange happened? That was an MSNBC exchange. Katie Turr is the host. Some girl starts out by talking about, and I think she's sort of mitigating Trump, saying, look, this isn't, he's very vocal. He talks about it, and then he's the leader of the free world, and then that's when they get into that exchange. And Molly Goldberg of the New York Times interrupts and says, he's not the leader of the free world. Angela Merkel is the leader of the free world. Now, first of all, if you believe that the world moves and pivots on what Germany does, you're an idiot. So Molly Goldberg, who writes for the New York Times, as does that Korean girl who hates men, white men in particular, that should tell you all you need to know about the New York Times. Goldberg says Trump is a junior player in a block of authoritarian countries. a junior player. I'll give these guys credit for their intellect and their schooling and things like this, but when you say something like that, that's just a baboon knows more than that. That's just idiotic. And then she goes on to say he's not looked at by the EU as a leader. This is the man who just got the EU to say, yes, we're going to have to look at the trade tariffs. He's not a leader. This is a guy who's got China coming back to the negotiation table on trade to say, you know what, we can't win this battle. This is who she says is not a leader. This is the guy who, I don't know if you saw this, 200 plus North Koreans and South Koreans got to meet each other for the first time in their lives. Kim Jong-un and Moon sat together and essentially said, we're going to bridge our countries together, North and South Korea. You know who brokered that deal? Donald Trump. This is a guy who gets China to tell North Korea, hey, look, stop it with the nuclear proliferation. Let's bring you into the real world. And she says he's not a leader. Then compares him to Putin and Duterte. Right. And then the other guy goes, well, he's worse than that. And then Katie Turr is incredulous at this point. She says, well, look, he's not rounding up people and murdering him. And you know what she says, what Molly Goldberg says? He'd certainly like to. He'd certainly like to. These people are, they say Trump is unhinged. They are more unhinged than anybody. Folks, I want you to understand what type of a philosophical battle you're involved in here so you don't take it lightly. I play these clips so you understand what you're dealing with. You think you're dealing with sane people. These people are off their hinges. They're crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is still on the road in North Dakota. The president delivered remarks earlier at a joint fundraising committee reception. The president was asked his thoughts on former President Barack Obama's speech earlier today.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good for sleeping.
The economy added 201,000 jobs in the month of August. That's according to the latest numbers reported by the U.S. Department of Labor today. Joni Courtney is the president and COO of EmployBridge.
This number is great, and I think it actually could have been even stronger. There is a strong demand, certainly, in many sectors. Transportation, logistics, we've seen retail start to come back. Healthcare continues to be very strong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Consumer confidence is at a 17-year high. We've created nearly 2 million jobs. Think of that. 2 million jobs since Election Day. That's based on consumer confidence. That's based on enthusiasm. Every enthusiasm poll, especially for business enthusiasm and job enthusiasm, is at an all-time high. That's why companies are coming back into our country. They're opening up new plants. Most of you have written about Toyota came back in. We have many car companies coming back in. They're going to Michigan. They're going to Ohio. They're going to the states where they want to be. They can go anywhere they want, South Carolina, North Carolina, but they're going all over our country. They're coming back in. We had many years where we had no new plants. We only had closures. Now we have openings, and that means a lot of jobs. But to get it going the way I really want, where we have GDP getting up to 4, 5, and even 6%, because I think that's possible. If you look back in your notes, you'll say when I said 4%, people said that would be years. Well, it's turned out that I'm right, because without the hurricanes, this last quarter we would have hit 4%. At 3.3%, which was adjusted previously, this is far beyond what anybody thought we would be at. So we're at 3.3% GDP. I see no reason why we don't go to 4, 5, and even 6%. And I don't want to go beyond that, because then I'll be criticized if we don't hit it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's KJRadio.com is how you get a hold of us. 844-551-8255. That's the reality. That was Trump laying out the reality. Companies are coming back. Barack Obama said they wouldn't. But they are. Not only are they coming back, they're investing. We are now attracting companies back to this country. And I've already explained it before. If you want to go listen to the podcast, feel free. But now I want to flash back to some of the things that people said about Trump as he was making these promises. So here's a flashback of MSNBC on Donald Trump promising 4% GDP, which it looks like we will hit this year, this fiscal year, unquestionably.
Glad President Trump mentioned that the Dow is above 22,000. You see that in the bottom corner of your screen. We've never covered that before today until he tweeted the other day that the mainstream media doesn't cover the Dow. I don't know what I've been doing for the last 22 years of my career. I never talked about the Dow. All right, so here's the thing. The immigration chart, we're going to talk to Peter Alexander about that in a second. But that stuff that President Trump just came back to say, we need to put this to rest. He's been saying this all the time. And if anybody who has anything to do with President Trump is watching this, please send him this message. This 2.6% economic growth, it is for one quarter. You can spike growth for a quarter all sorts of times. In fact, you know how many times during President Obama's 8 years growth was 2.6% or higher? 14 quarters. 14 quarters.
One more time. Say it again.
14 times during President Obama's administration growth was 2.6% or higher. Eight times, it was 3% or higher. So Donald Trump just has to get off of this GDP kick. It's just nonsensical, and it's disingenuous. I don't know how many different ways I can say this.
He needs to get off of it to save himself. If he puts himself in a situation, if we budget the U.S., if Mick Mulvaney puts a budget in place assuming that we're going to face 3% GDP, we're not going to. That is a goal, not a baseline. And if you want to disappoint the American people, tell them they're going to get that, because guess what? That's not real life.
Smug, condescending CNBC. Oh, we've been covering the Dow for 20-something years, Mr. President, whatever, whatever, right? So let me just put this in perspective. So Trump's Q1 GDP inherited from Obama, which it was sliding down, it was roughly 2.8% Q3 for Obama's last quarter, and then his Q4 quarter was 1.8. Donald Trump came in, and it was roughly 1.2, and I'm guessing because it's a chart here. Q2 under Trump, over 3, to say 3.1. Q3 under Trump, 3.3. I'm just kind of guessing here on the chart. Q4, 2.9. So already he's had 3 quarters that easily beat Barack Obama. And then Q1 of this year was at roughly 2. It was flat 2%. Then we get a 4.1. Okay, so that's where we are. Trump has had 4 quarters. He's had 4 quarters out of 6 that are over what Barack Obama called the norm. And I'm not talking a little bit. At least 3%, and in this case, 4%. Now I'm going to go back and tell you. The best quarter, and I'm looking at this chart, Obama in Q2 had a 4.5% GDP, and in Q3 he had a 5.2% GDP. Those were his best quarters. But understand what was happening with Obama during that time. He was injecting $1 trillion of money into the economy every year. And looking back before that, I don't know what it was, but I can tell you, even with 2 quarters that were an average, one at 4.5 and the other at 5.2, he still did not have a year that was over 3. So let me just put it in perspective. Q2, Q3, Q4 of 2014, he was at 4.5, 5.2 or 3, and 2. Whatever the previous quarter, Q1 of 2014, obviously was so bad that he couldn't get an average of 3 that year. That's how bad it was. So then we go to Q to 2015. Let me give you the numbers. I want you to think about this in your mind. 3.2, 2.7, 1.7, 0.5. So it went from 3.2 to 2.7 to 1.6, it looks like, down to 0.5. It was a stair step down. Then in Q2 2016, it barely popped up to 0.6, let's say. Then it went above 2.2, give or take. Then it went to 2.8, give or take. Dropped down again to 1.8. And then Trump inherited an economy that was roughly 1.3. And then every quarter after that, Trump has been a minimum of 2, and as I said, more than that. Now, that's what these guys want you. They want you to believe that he couldn't achieve what he said he could, and they said, where's he going to get these numbers? Just do any comparison, do a straight line comparison, any way you want to look at this chart, and what you see is a guy who, and God forbid you go back and map year one of Trump to year one of Obama. Oh, Lord, you don't want to go back that far. Because what it shows you is the level of difference between somebody that knows what he's doing and somebody that doesn't. It's tremendous. So anyway, that was the first clip that we have of these guys. Now I want to flash back on Larry Summers talking about Trump's 3% prediction.
I've been worried for some time. I've said it on your show that we may be seeing a kind of sugar high and that sugar highs tend to be followed by much less happy periods.
Sugar high in the market or in the economy?
Well, it isn't clear that we're going to get a sugar high beyond the market, because you have seen for some time highly optimistic sentiment. You know, the GDP figures for the first quarter, most people don't think they're going to be very good. On the other hand, there's something screwed up because the first quarter is always weak. So I don't know quite what to make of that. But certainly, if you use the standard of what the administration has held out the hope for, 3-4% growth, there is nothing in any data suggesting that we're moving towards that 3-4% growth standard.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, why am I going back and flashing back? Because ye are of little faith. And many times when I talk to folks, you guys write in, you're concerned. You say, Kevin, but I read or I heard or this or that. And I'm telling you, all you got to do is reflect back. These are the people that told you, this can't happen. Trump has no chance of winning. How's he going to win? Hillary Clinton statistically wins. She's 100% going to get in. Polling shows, and I'm giving you what the experts, Larry Summers is an Obama economist of the highest order. He is trusted. He's relied upon. People, oh, what's Larry say? Well, you just got it. You heard what Larry said. There's no data that indicates how it's going to happen. Let me tell you what the data was. The data was pulling $2 trillion of onerous legislation off the backs of business. The data was bringing people, bringing companies back because you lower the tax rate and you give them confidence that you are going to set a course that cannot be messed with over the next few years, and we're going to build the economy back. And all the other things that have happened since then, the stability that is occurring in the world, not just happening in America, the stability in the world. People are less afraid of ISIS. You're going to watch people reinvest and build. And you're watching Donald Trump nation build with North Korea. He's going to help Putin. He's going to help Europe. But he's going to say, you're going to do it playing fair. You're going to do it the right way. You're not going to penalize the United States anymore.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, discussing why Donald Trump will never, repeat, never lose to the left. Never. He can get a setback, like they can slow down things or whatever, but he'll never lose. Look at anything that Donald Trump has done so far. Oh, he was never going to get Obamacare. Okay, we're not going to pay for it. We're going to start slowly dismantling it. Then he says, well, it'll implode on its own. Then they're going to come to me begging for something. That's on its way. It's going to happen. He's never going to get this travel ban or whatever. They got the travel ban eventually. He's never going to pass his tax cut. He got his tax cut. He's never going to do this, that, and the other. Whatever. everything that he wants, he'll get. May not get it exactly at the time he wants, but in eight, if you think that Donald Trump had an amazing first year, wait till you see year two. Whew. You wait. He's going to blow all convention. Forget what usually happens in a midterm. Supposedly the incumbent, the new incumbent, the ingenue, gets his butt kicked. It will not happen. Donald Trump will kick the butt of leftists in November 2018. Republicans will feast. Oh, the Republicans are all leaving, Kevin. There's lots of Republicans leaving. Good. Get them gone. They were probably weak-kneed sissies to begin with. Well, Daryl Issa, whatever is that? What is his name? Issa? He's leaving. Trey Gowdy. I don't care. All of them. They're going to be replaced with people who are going to finally get to come in under somebody who shows real leadership. Not people that came in under George Bush. He lost a bunch. You're going to find guys that run. They're going to run on guts. That's what Trump's going to bring. So good. Clean house. That is a compliment to the man. See, they want you to see it differently. All those Republicans, they're abandoning Trump because they don't like his policies. That is nothing could be further from the truth. The tax bill proves it. The tax bill is going to be the dividing line between what success and failure in 2018. And everybody who voted against it is going to get their teeth kicked in. Everybody who voted for it is going to find out life is good. 51 senators voted for it, and I know 45 or whatever didn't. Maybe 49 didn't. But the ones who voted for it are going to feast. The Democrats know it, too. They're shifting over. Do you see any Republicans running from Donald Trump? I don't know how into politics you are. There's no Republicans running away from him. The best thing you could do, if you've got a race, you're begging Trump to come into it. Please do it. Everybody's talking about Trump supporting Romney. Romney couldn't be happier that Donald Trump endorsed him. That may not be happy for true conservatives who go, look at what this guy did. Let me tell you something, folks. Romney's no worry to Trump. Trump's like, look at who I had that were elected. Paul Ryan and McConnell and all these guys that didn't like me. What are they doing now? Rallying behind me. One simple reason. Success. The man who Romney wants to replace, Orrin Hatch, one of the biggest rhinos on the planet, gave the highest compliment you can give to a politician, to Donald Trump. He said, the man gets things done. We've been up here kicking the can for decades. He comes in and gets stuff done. Orrin Hatch is like, man, I'm glad to go out on a winner. Let me leave. I can finally go, you know, because now that I've seen how it's done, I've been doing it wrong all these years. It's time for me to step aside, let somebody else in there. That's what's going on. So you watch all these indicators. America's going to get its credit rating back. The economy is going to boom. People are going to be working. Eventually, the budget gets in check, and he'll start looking at entitlements and things like that. Eventually. There's only so much you can do. But when he's done this year kicking the Democrats' butt in the midterms and then comes back in 2020 and lays the hammer down, and we then have people in place that understand that we are no longer going to run. We're not kowtowing to the left. In case you aren't biblical, let me just explain to you folks. We win in the end. So when all that occurs, you're going to watch a whole different politic. Leftist folks have thrown the kitchen sink at Donald Trump. CNN said this, Trump's racism has gone from dog whistle bigotry to megaphone prejudice. Somebody please explain to me where, because I haven't seen it. USA Today, Trump's malignant narcissism is toxic. Mental health professionals have a duty to warn about a leader who may be unfit to serve. The Boston Globe said this, Donald Trump, the bigot who can't accept reality. The list of these hit pieces is longer than a Polish last name, and the articles are baseless. The authors know little about Donald Trump pre- or post-presidency. They're just making their, you know, casting their aspersions, making their, you know, what they think him to be. Based on what? Based on their echo chamber of ignorance, and that's what they spit out. And you know what? In the past, you spit out enough, you get enough newspapers doing it, and you'd be fine. But then what does Donald Trump do? He goes and he gives a tax break that impacts millions of people immediately. It hits hundreds of thousands. They get bonuses. Corporations start to hire, and which haven't even really kicked in just yet. And suddenly,
you people start looking at their taxes and going, wait a minute, I'm getting more my money's back in my check. Maybe he isn't quite as unhinged as I thought he was. They don't know the real Donald Trump. They don't want to know the real Donald Trump. Knowing him would erode the foundation for their lies. They don't want to know that Donald Trump cares about the little people. I've told many people, I said, hey, you look at this guy, you don't see a billionaire. To see a billionaire for Trump, you'd have to see him at a black tie event, people, you know, swarming all over him, or at one of his homes. You'd have to see how he's living. To meet Donald Trump, you don't see billionaire. I got friends that are multimillionaires. You'd never guess in a million years. You'd never guess it. They don't talk about, you see their car, you're like, what? You even go to their houses and you're going, this is, that's okay. Not that big of a deal. Bunches of them. And it's shocking in their level of humility and what they're like, who cares? You'd never guess it. And Trump's one of those guys. And he cares about the little folks. I'm going to give you an example. Donald Trump returned from Hamburg. He had participated in the G20 summit. He approached Marine One at Andrews Air Force Base, just outside of D.C., and he noticed there's a Marine that always stands at the helicopter ready to salute the president when he gets there. And this happened to be a young black man, a PFC. He's standing there, but his cover's off. That's your hat in Marine Corps lingo. And it's tucked under the staircase as Donald Trump's about. And he's Donald Trump's talking to some military bigwig. And he's walking up to the plane, and he sees the cover. It's white. The guy's in dress blues. He pulls up, reaches down and picks it up. I mean, he's not picking it up like everybody looking. He sees it's out of place. He picks it up, kind of brushes it off. Then he looks over at the Marine. He sees he's lost his cover. He goes over to him. He places it on his head, taps the guy twice on the shoulder. It blows off again. Now, you would think, okay, at this point, Donald Trump would go, well, hey, I did it one. No, he runs and retrieves the cover. It's now on the right side of the staircase of Marine One and blowing away. He gets it, to which time the military guy with him takes the cover. I'll take it, Mr. President. He hands it to him. And then he goes on to Marine One, and whoever the guy that was with the president, he goes over to the Marine. He doesn't put it back on his head, and he salutes him without the cover. Now, there's some symbolism here. The Marine who's waiting at the PFC, he can't salute the president without his cover. So the minute the president puts it on, he's ready to salute. It blows off. President Trump goes and gets it, gives it back to the Marine or to the serviceman who was taking him up to Marine One. That guy tucks the cover under his arm and salutes the Marine without the cover. So he's saying, it's okay. You have permission to do this, which is rare, because without the Marine Corps, you don't salute without your cover, period. But he gets saluted. That's not even a big deal. The big deal is what Trump does. The guy that's been called a racist sees this little thing that happens, and he says, I'll take care of it. And he grabs that guy's cover and he puts it on his head. The president of the United States goes to a PFC. This guy's one rank above the lowest you can be in the Marine Corps, a private. He takes that cover and puts it on his head, pats him on the shoulder, because he knows that kid can't move. And he recognizes him. I got your back, buddy. And then he jumps on Marine One after getting it a second time. He didn't have to get it the second time. He didn't do it because this guy was white. He didn't go, oh, he's a black guy, I'm not getting his cover. He didn't care what he was. He's a Marine representing America, and he stopped. And the left knows it. They don't want you to see that. They don't want you to know that type of that exists with, Donald Trump. No way. He's egotistical, racist, unhinged maniac. That's what they want you to know. Who happens to pick up the hat, the covers of Marines? Any Marine.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.